It is Wednesday afternoon. It's time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. And John LeBlanc is the CEO of Metairie Bank. He joins us live on the show. John, good afternoon. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
John, so Metairie Bank is going to be posting some warnings about beware of fraud during the holidays. And this is a real help to consumers because there's a lot of fraud out there. Sometimes it involves tugging at your heart by making it seem like it's a really good good charity.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, you know, the holidays are times when we feel called upon to maybe be generous and maybe do some things that maybe we wouldn't normally do. And there's people out there that want to prey on that trait. But, you know, one thing Metairie Bank is all about, and you mentioned this briefly, I think, in your intro, about the most fun cities for Christmas. And we think that if you can't have fun in New Orleans, if we may not be on the top 10. I would think we should be. But if you can't go out and enjoy this city, something's wrong. And we encourage people to go out, enjoy the city, have fun, but be careful.
Yeah.
Be mindful that there are fraudsters out there, and you need to use some common sense and maybe some analytical skills to get yourself through it. But we think we can provide, you know, a few tips for people during the holidays that may be helpful.
And John, where will these warnings about fraud during the holidays be posted?
Excuse me. Well, we're going to have them posted on our website at MetairieBank.com. We're going to share these tips with anyone that would like to go visit the site and take a look at them.
Okay.
But there's four real simple ones. And, you know, the first one is really directed towards people that may be out of town, traveling for the holidays. Maybe you're going to go see your friends and family. But if you're going to be out of town for an extended period of time, consider contacting the post office and asking them to hold your mail until you get back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real easy one to do, especially if you're traveling. There's another one that's interesting, and they mentioned it yesterday on Newell's show, and I've had a few customers mention it to me. And it's a service called Inform Delivery from the U.S. Post Office, where you can get an email every morning that will show you a picture of every piece of mail that's coming to your house the next day.
Wow.
So if you're out of town and you're expecting maybe a check from your great aunt and you see it coming, well, maybe you can have the neighbor go over and pick up your mail. Or maybe it's a small package or something that you're having shipped through the U.S. Postal Service. It's a great service. It's free. Doesn't cost anyone anything other than maybe a trip to the post office to sign up. But really, really great tool, especially if you do still receive a lot of things via the U.S. mail. So that's an easy one. The other one is just to be mindful about your personal information, where it gets shared at and where you're sharing it. Particularly, we want you to be aware of the Wi-Fi that you may be using, particularly in public areas like airports. Airports are a terrible place to use Wi-Fi. They lack security, and you're transmitting information that may contain, I don't know, your account number, address, whatever it is. Be careful.
Yeah, that's good advice. Because a lot of people do check stuff, you know, at the airport.
Absolutely. Try and use a secure Wi-Fi connection whenever possible. Another one is we're big believers in supporting the community locally as well as local charities. It's a great time to give and to support philanthropic efforts in the city. But again, be mindful. Make sure it's something that you've heard of before. If you're not familiar with it, maybe ask family or friends. Again, there's unfortunately people out there that want to take advantage of us during the holidays and our generous spirit. If you're not familiar with it, ask before you give, particularly if you're going to use a debit card or a credit card to make a donation. So do a little homework. We want you to be generous and think of others, but do a little homework on the cause before you.
Yeah, and John, you know, one thing I've noticed with that is anybody, any charity that is too quick to try to get your information right now, if they can't wait, if they can't send you something in the mail or let you check on it, that's suspicious to me.
Absolutely. I think the key to all of these tips, Scoot, is to just be a little more, have your antenna up a little more during the holidays. Just be skeptical and protect yourself. Yeah. And I think the last one we have here is be careful of phishing attempts, whether they're coming through emails or text messages. I know this morning I had two text messages on my phone from companies I have never heard of, and I deleted them right away. But mm-hmm. If you receive an email or a text message that you're not expecting, delete it. Unfortunately, there are some text messages that will look just like they came from Amazon or UPS.
Yeah, they're creative.
You get it. Go ahead.
The scammers are creative.
They are creative. The key is, though, when you, if you do open it and it asks you for any personal information, it is a scam. Delete it. Get out of the email, text message. Yeah. Amazon's not going to ask you to put in your personal information. UPS is not going to ask you to put in your personal information. So, again, if you're not expecting it, delete it and don't worry about it. If you've opened something and they ask you for personal information, delete it right away.
And let's remind everybody, John, that Metairie Bank is offering this to everybody. And this is part of Metairie Bank's commitment to the community. And I've often talked about how Metairie Bank gives to the community that surrounds the Metairie Bank area. And this is another example of that. So, you know, this information is available to everybody. Just go to the website, metairiebank.com.
Go out there. We'll have the tips, and there will be a few more than I went over today. But at the root of it all is just be aware during the holidays and be cautious.
You know, I remember,
and more than anything, protect your personal information. Yeah. It's the modern day equivalent of, I guess, what cash was 30 years ago. The most important thing you have is your identity.
When I was young, I remember banks used to promote Christmas clubs. Does that still go on?
It does. It sure does still go on.
Really?
To a much lesser extent than it used to. But absolutely, Christmas clubs are still a thing.
It was a big deal. You know, you put a little aside during the year, so you've got this money to spend on Christmas presents. It's kind of like just a little side savings account.
Oh, absolutely. We still have a few of those. they're just not as popular as they once were.
Interesting. All right. Well, John, we will talk to you before Christmas. But in the meantime, happy holidays. And thank you so much for the information.
Well, thank you, Scoot. I have to ask, in case I don't catch it, did we make the list of most fun cities?
Yes, we did. We're in the top 10. We are in the top 10. I mean, how could we not be in the top 10 of the most fun cities in the country?
I don't know. If you can't go out and enjoy the city right now, you're not trying very hard.
Boy, I know. There's so many, like the Ritz-Carlton and then the historic Roosevelt. Just the lobbies of these hotels are just so well done. And just go in and out of the hotels, and it really, it's so decorative.
A lot of fun. Enjoy the holidays, Scoot, and same to all your listeners.
All right, John, Merry Christmas.